Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome once again to the Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing it is to be here with you. Bible reading time on a Tuesday afternoon. A little rainy, a little stormy, a little warm, amen. But it's all God, and God is good all the time, and all the time, our God is good. Somebody give God a praise out there. Somebody shout thank you, and thank you so much to each and every one of you that's out there listening to the Voice of Joy. Pastor Yolanda on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is 1-888-342-0407. Are you out there? Are you listening? Well, let's start with prayer and then a song and go into our message for today, continuing with the message that we had started Saturday. Amen. I felt it was so great. Amen. To increase our faith. Amen. With this powerful man of God. And if you have a CD and you'd like to send it to 3219 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, Iowa, 50315. Amen. Or pick up the phone and call 1-888-342-0407 and share your Bible sermon right on the air with the Voice of Joy. Amen. That would be a blessing. And thank you to each and every one of you that do call and each and every one of you that support and listen to the Voice of Joy. Let's start with prayer and then go immediately into our song. While the song is playing, that gives you a chance to get your Bible, gather around, amen, amen, and listen. Open those Bibles, and read in the Word of God. Now, the message will be on expounding, so he'll go from different scriptures and explaining each scripture, and I thought that would help also with the Bible reading time, so we'll have a full understanding of exactly what God is saying to you and to me, that we may grow and glow and let others know that there is a God. Heavenly Father, most gracious Lord, we bow our heads in humble adoration. We come thanking you and praising you for the strength that you give us, the joy that you give us, the love that you give us, the peace that you give us in spite of the storms. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this Bible reading time. Open our eyes, our ears, our heart, and our mind that we may learn more from you about your word because you are the word. Help us to pray for others and to serve others as you have served us. In Jesus' name we do pray. And somebody out there say amen. And somebody out there, come on, say amen again. Let's listen to a song, get your Bibles, gather around the radio. I will be in the book of Timothy sharing a scripture with you from that first chapter and then go immediately into the spoken word by Pastor Kenny Linhart. Amen. Amen. And he'll introduce himself and exactly how you can contact him. Amen. Through word, worship, and prayer. Amen. 2 Timothy, I've turned to. Amen. Beginning with the first verse. And it reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers, both night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being merciful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy, mindful of my tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in you, which dwell first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded that it's in you also. Wherefore I put you in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Wherefore I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, that good things which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom I Pergus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Annas, for he oft refreshed me, and he was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, you know it very well. 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1 through 15, through 18. Amen. We read the complete chapter in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Moving right along, thank you for listening to the Voice of Joy Bible Reading Time on the Voice of Joy. And now we're going to have a song and go immediately into the message for today. Are you out there? Are you listening? Thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God. And somebody say amen, and somebody say amen again.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find reason to believe that I should break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. As I lift my hand, understand, praising to my circumstance. How we gonna dance? It's a day of dance. I got to get to change. I'm gonna pray. I got to everything. I got to win around. All went wrong at one time. So much pressure placed on me. I'm about to lose my mind. But I know you wanna see if I can hold on to these trials. But I need you to lift this load. Cause I just can't take no more. I'm gonna dance. Broken every chain, let it go, let it go, let it go right now. I'm gonna dance. It's a day to day. I got to face. Lift my hand. I'm gonna praise. I got to get to face. I got to praise. I'm gonna praise you. I got to praise you. God be good.
Now I'm going to pray.
I just got to pray.
I'm gonna praise you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to the Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda on Blog Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon.
And now immediately we're going to go into our message for today on expounding on the Word of God. And we're going to hear from or let him introduce himself. Amen. God bless you. And listen closely.
Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. And we'll just follow the Holy Ghost here. Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 31. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of that fact. Exalted, everybody say exalted. To the right hand of God, he received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Say enemies.
Enemies.
A footstool.
Footstool.
Verse 36. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Both Lord and Christ. He exalted him and made him Lord, Adonai. He exalted him and made him Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. God made him that. Jesus, the man from Galilee. Jesus, the son of Mary. Jesus, the stepson of Joseph. Jesus, the stepbrother of James. God exalted him when he raised him from the dead. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He raised. Going back to the type in the shadow, if Joshua gets into the street, and he gets out into the bad part of town, and he gets himself into trouble. If he's wearing the colors of my household, and my household is known as a powerful household, you know, it's like wearing the colors of a gang. Why do gang members wear the color of a gang? So they belong to something bigger than themselves, and there's protection in it, right? Well, what if Joshua decides not to magnify who he is and takes the colors out of his ear and he gets himself in trouble? What happens if you don't glorify and magnify God as your Lord in your own heart, let alone in the lives of those around you? You take the colors out of your ear. Oh, God, this is good. Glory, this is good. Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 25. Taking the colors out of your ear does not stop the heart of God to cover you, to protect you, to heal you. It doesn't stop his desire to do that. We're talking about authority, the power of choice. Romans chapter 16, and we're going to read several verses. Therefore, the promise comes by faith so that it might be by grace. Everybody say promise.
Promise.
When I first got born again, I was given a promise. That means I finally submitted to the will of God for my life. Somebody gave me a promise book. Have you ever had one of these? Little leather books you can buy, and it's got all of the promises of God. I didn't know there was such a thing. I didn't know that God made promises. And they were promises to heal. They had little sections in it for healing. And you go down and it has page after page of scriptures where God promised healing in the Bible. There's page after page where God promised that you would be a victor, that you would be victorious, that you were more than a conqueror. There are pages of these promises. And I looked over that and I would quote these all day long. The promises of God. I'd get in trouble. I'd flip over, and I'd say, well, the Word says. God has made promises, and He will be good. He will hold good. He won't welch on His promises. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But the promises come by faith. If you have no faith in the promises, can you receive? You can have an account in the bank that's full of money, but if you don't have, and they give you a debit card, and you're an old fogey, and you've never, I said old fogey, and you've never had one of these electronic gizmo dealy boppers, and you go up and they, and you want to buy something, but all you got is this piece of plastic, but you don't have any faith in it. You're going to do without. Am I making it clear? You can carry that piece of plastic worth all the money that you have in the bank, but if you don't have the faith in the method of that transaction, and the world is changing. I've been in places where they don't take cash. I'm not placing my faith in the plastic, amen? I'm placing my faith in the promises of God. Therefore, the promises come by faith, so that it might be by grace, God's ability and power, that it may be guaranteed to all of Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. Ding, ding, that's us. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. Now listen. The God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that are not as though they are. This is vitally important tonight. God calls those things that are not as though they are. I'm looking at, I don't know if you notice, I pray that you do, I've dropped a few pounds, and I'm trying to drop about 40 more. Now, I'm not looking at my belly and saying, I'm not calling those things that are as though they are not. I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, I look in the mirror and I say, there's a man that weighs 200 pounds. See, I'm well over 200 right now, if you didn't figure that out. There's a man that weighs 200 pounds. I am calling those things that are not as though they are. When you have sickness and disease in your body, you don't deny that you have the sickness and disease. You don't look at yourself and say, oh, no, there ain't no blood coming out of that knee and it's gushing all over the place. No, you say, you call those things that are not as though they are. By Jesus Christ, I call it healed. You don't deny it. Hey, I'm not quite a skinny man yet, but I'm looking at a man that's going to weigh 200 pounds. I am calling it in. God calls those things that are not as though they are. Abraham is an old man. He's 75 the first time God says, you are the father of many nations. And Abraham went, you looking around? He didn't all have any kids. And we're old. He called those things that were not as though they are. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Against all hope, Abraham in hope, against all hope, but Abraham, in hope, when it didn't look like it was even a possibility, when there's no way in his situation that it looked good because he was dried up. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, did what? He believed and so became the father of many nations. He had faith. Just as it had been said to him, who said this? He said, so shall your offspring be. Who said that? God said that. So against hope, he made a judicial decision to believe God. So shall your offspring be. Without weakening in faith, he didn't deny the fact. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old. And Sarah's womb was also dead. Now, this is the word of God. This is truth. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Everybody say, gave glory to God.
Glory to God.
being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. That's why I said it was accredited as righteousness. Against all hope, Abraham listens to the situation. Against all hope, you look at the bills. Against all hope, you look at the doctor's reports. And you do what Abraham did and believe. Listen, you don't believe that you're a millionaire. That would be presumption. You don't believe that your body feels wonderful because it's racked with pain. That would be denial. You don't believe that all is well. You consider the report. Oh, crap, I'm screwed. Well, if the Bible was written in our language, Abraham would have said, oh crap, I'm screwed. My body is dead. Sarah's womb, that's one strike, but her womb's dried up and dead. We're majorly in trouble here. Thank God my faith is not in my body. I believe that he is God Most High. And he is able to do anything. And he promised. He made a judicial decision to believe that God was able and he would do what he said. Let me prove it to you. Say, prove it to me. Prove it to me. This is interesting. It says, but he was strengthened in his faith, and some translation says by giving glory to God. If you have the King James, that's what it says, right? Let me tell you what this word glory is. This word glory is the Greek word doxa, D-O-X-A. The very first meaning of this word in the Greek is an opinion or a judgment resulting in praise to God. He was strengthened in his faith when he said, God's able, and he's faithful. God's able, and he's faithful. He didn't deny the situation. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says he considered the situation. I'm dried up. She's dried up. There is no hope, but hey! He's up there above everyone, created everything. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he is faithful, and he will perform what he said he was going to do. I don't know if we're going to have a rooster come by and Sarah's going to sit on an egg. I don't care. I don't know if I'm going to wake up one morning and say, wow, I don't care how it happens. But it's going to happen. Because he promised and he's faithful. And the Word of God says, listen, Abraham heard him say it. How many of you have ever heard anything from God? What happens after you hear it from God? What happens after you hear it? Now, before the happening. What happens after you hear it from God? Oh, come on, get a little more natural with me. He tries to steal that word from you. How's he do it? He starts to give you different reports, different circumstances, different situations. He does just what he did to Adam and Eve. Oh, did God really say that? Was it really God? How did you know it wasn't you? Maybe you misunderstood him. Maybe this is what he really meant. But the Word of God says, you have a more sure word of prophecy. That's why it's in ink and it's in paper. God chose to do that for you, so there is no doubt. He sent his word forth and he healed you. By his stripes we are healed. Two or three witnesses. Praise the Lord, O my soul, forgetting all of his better than God who forgives all of my sins and heals all of my diseases. You've got a more sure word of prophecy. If you look, God had to take Abraham out twice and say, look at this. There's sand. He had to give him a picture, and he took him out again. He said, look, this is in over 15, 20 years period of time. Look at the stars. Because he began to say, would God really say that? And his wife says, oh, maybe that's not what God meant. You misunderstood him. Take my handmaiden instead. He just meant you, not us. And that's where we get our Ishmaels in life, when we try to help God make it happen by looking at our circumstances and situations and taking the inventory and saying, well, if we do this and that, maybe God will anoint that and we'll show him how to do it. No, 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 no. He is able to perform regardless of what your inventory is. My God's able. Somebody say, my God is able. You can strengthen your faith by giving doxa, a judicial decision favoring God, resulting in his praise. Say amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, you don't have to turn there. Jesus said this. Here's a word that you may need. With man, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. If he said it, he will surely do it. What will cause him to do less than what he desires to do? What will cause God in your life to do less than he desires you to do? Unbelief. Offense. Bitterness. Making the promise something common. Taking it down to our level. Sarah did that. She took the promise of God, the promise of God that he would be the father of many nations, and made it common, brought it down to our level, said, here's what we got. We got this girl and this girl and this girl. I choose her. You sleep with her. Made it common. And the world's been suffering ever since because of that. If we don't see him for who he is, he's not just the man from Galilee. He is God Most High, the author and creator of life, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the great I am that I am, Jesus, matchless God, seated in the heavenly realms, far above. Not just on top of, not just the boss, numero uno, number one guy. He is seated so far above all authority and power and principality and every name that can be named. That's who made the promise. And he's able and he's willing. And we receive it by this faith. You're faithful. And I know you're able, and you'll do what you said you would do. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11, the word of God confronting the nation of Israel says this, now what I am commanding you today, this is verse 11, chapter 30, now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It's not up in heaven so that you'll have to ask who will ascend into heaven and get it and proclaim it to us that we may obey. Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask who will cross the sea and get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. Come on now. The promises of God aren't way out there. You don't have to scream at the top of your lungs to get God to hear you regarding your prayer. It's not so far away that you have to go to Tulsa, Jerusalem and have somebody lay hands on you to get it. It's not so difficult. You have to have a prophet come and speak over your life so you can receive it. I'm getting ahead of myself. Verse 14, no. the word is very near you. It's in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
And it's in your heart that you may obey it.
Amen.
The promise. The attaining. The grasping. The realization of the promise isn't in Tulsa, Jerusalem. It's in Orlando at the Benny Hinn Crusade. Although you can get the power of God there. You can touch it. In your mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Glory to God. It's not across the sea. I don't have to go to Israel to get this thing.
Come on.
I don't have to go to the convention center and stand 10 hours and then pray and make my way to the top and get through there just so the prophet can touch me or speak to me. Praise God.
Come
it's
on.
In my heart and it's in my mouth.
That's right. That's right.
Verse 15. See, I set before you today life and what? Prosperity.
Come on.
Death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws, that you may live and increase. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you're not obedient, if you're drawn away to bow down to other gods, other reports, other lords, other convictions or persuasions or words spoken of you, you're worshiping them. You know I added all that, don't you? I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed and you will not live long in the land you're crossing over to the Jordan and possess. Before we get too much farther so you don't get all weird on me, Jesus gave you two commands. To love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. So you don't have to say, oh, did I do this and did I do that? Did I dot my I? Did I cross my T? No, all you have to do is love. And it's easy to do because if you're in him, he is love. The God's love has been shed abroad in your heart and you're drawn that to do it. And if you get out of love, you simply ask for forgiveness. And he cleanses you of any unrighteousness. Amen. Verse 19. This day I call heaven and earth as a witness against you. And I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. I've set before you, he's saying, life and death over here, blessing and curses over here. I've set before you, here it is, I've set before you the way of the world and its system with fear and with doubt. But I've also set before you prosperity and healing and peace. It's a plain thing. Do you see it? He's saying, now I've got a bunch of people in heaven and witnesses, all the angels of creation in heaven, all watching to decide how you're going to judge. Because he has given you the authority to make the exousia, the judgment on this. And in case you're dense, he says, now choose life so that you and your children may live and you may love the Lord your God and listen to his voice. Hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. And he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
Don't be stupid. Don't be ignorant. Be led and choose his way and his method. How is that done? Out of your mouth. He promised, and he's able, to cause me to live a long and healthy and prosperous life.
Amen.
He will fulfill what he promised.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Romans chapter 10, turn there.
Amen.
Guys, we're getting this. We're taking a step up. We've made faith such a difficult subject, and it's not. We step into faith through making a judgment, through making a decision that God is able. Jesus is the high priest over our profession, our confession. When you make this judgment, Now he sits in that place that he called in heaven and earth. He sits in the highest place in heaven as the high priest over what you say. Oh, God, I don't know how you're ever going to get me out of this. Jesus is the high priest over that. Oh, God, I'm never going to lose this weight. Jesus is the high priest over that. Oh, no, no, no. God, you're able. And you promised. And you will make it come to pass. He's the high priest over that. And if he is above all authority, and he is the Lord of the armies in heaven, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies in heaven, that means he's in command. And when he's in command, when you make a profession and he's the high priest, he said, you heard what he said, boy, go do it. You heard what he said, make it happen. And angels go. He's the high priest. Aren't all, as it says in Hebrews, aren't all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation? It isn't angels that is inheriting salvation. It is we, the body, the church. Who sends them? He does. Because he's the high priest over your profession, over your confession. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Romans chapter 10, verse 5. Moses.
I'm going to stop right there. We'll continue on again next Tuesday. Amen. Remember, you listen to the Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to close out with a song. I'm praying for you. Remember to pray for the Voice of Joy that we continue spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that was Pastor Kitty Linhart. Amen. And you can get his tapes and his broadcasts. And be sure to visit his church. Amen. In Des Moines, Iowa. Amen. Trying to find that address right quick. I'll get all the addresses down. Heard an awesome pastor Sunday. He was preaching, and I have his card. And Saturday, I'll be able to let you know the addresses and how you can contact these pastors and continue on. Usually, Pastor Linhart has his email and website address at the beginning. But anyway, no matter what, be sure to continue listening to the Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda. You can reach me on www.blogtalkradio.com. Yolanda Black. Amen. Amen. I can't think of anything else for today. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in on Saturday. That's when we'll have time to just kick back. Amen. And shout in the name of Jesus for all the good things that God has brought to us, and even the bad things, amen, because everything belongs to God. And if you didn't think you could handle it, he wouldn't give it to you. Don't give it away. Don't give your blessing away. When it seems hard and out of sorts and messing you around, that's when God is calling on you to do a ministry for him. He didn't promise you that the road would be easy, amen. But he didn't bring you this far to leave you. It's not you in the fire. He's in the fire with you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's with you with those lions in that den. Come on. Whatever goes on, don't fight back. Pray. Pray to the Almighty God, because there's nothing too hard for God. He'll bring it to pass. And you'll find that that one that you're fighting, that situation, that person, that problem that you're fighting with, God will bring them under subjection to him. He's trying to reach people for him, and he's using you to do his will. Thank you, and once again, listen to Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda, Blog Talk Radio. Let's close off with a song. Have a blessed day. Amen. And remember to always pray.
Because all things work together for the good, them that love the Lord, and them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. And somebody shout amen. And somebody shout amen again.
Life is good for me. Though I had my share, if the devil had his way,
Thank you.